Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of June 2018, and this is the 816th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a bit later than I had intended. It's about 7 minutes to seven, and MailChimp comes around at 7 o'clock. So I'm not going to catch the MailChimp. I'll have to rejig the MailChimp so that he comes along a bit later. I don't know quite where the last hour went. I came home from the library. I'd spent about 3 hours there. Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 9th of June 2018, and this is the 816th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's 6 minutes to seven, and the MailChimp comes at 7 o'clock. So this is not going to be uploaded for the MailChimp this time round, so I'll have to renegotiate with the chimp and make sure it does get out tonight. I'm not quite sure where the last couple of hours have gone. I was going to, I did go off to a pretend roaming cave today. The last couple of weeks, as you know, I've been going to a cafe in a bookshop in the morning on Saturdays, and then on to the library to do several hours of writing with a friend. And today that friend wasn't there. He had gone to what sounded like a very, very interesting 2-day, seminar, I suppose you'd call it. Lots of different people talking and discussing dark thoughts. Writers, mainly writers, about the way we talk to people personally with whom we have nothing in common or don't believe we have anything in common, but also about difficult subjects, about terrorism and refugee crises, about violence against Indigenous people, a number of different things, which is all part of this dark mofo, this midwinter festival that we have here. I might have gone to it, but I haven't. I didn't enroll. So I'm hoping to hear all about it from this friend. But what I did do was pretend that we were doing our roaming cave on a Saturday. So I went down and had a coffee myself. And did a bit of planning, and then I went on to the library and did about 3 hours of writing, not all writing, some of it was research, but I'm so pleased that I did it. It's so easy to just let time pass and not actually do it. And it seems to be, for me, I have to trick myself. So I made sure that early in the morning I took my bike to the cafe on the corner so that it was already pointing in the right direction. There was no kind of coming home and having breakfast and dithering the morning away. And that really worked. So doing the first step somehow is the important thing. And when I got home, it was quite late for lunch, so I had a kind of quite leisurely, slow lunch, and Then I had a bit of a look. I did a crossword or two from the Saturday papers, and suddenly it's become evening and it's dark out there. And the MailChimp, yes, is hurtling around the globe as we speak. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, that you've been able to be engaged with whatever work you are most interested in at the moment or most inspired by. I hope that you've been able to spend some time with it, and if not, that you've enjoyed your time away from it and that you have been able to enjoy something in your environment, some little part of the outside or the inside world. I really loved being on my bike today. It was a beautiful day, and so really, it would have been really sad to have been inside all day, even though the day gets cooler quite quickly at the moment. It's about four. It's already indicating that dusk is imminent. I guess it's only what, 12 days till the solstice. So, yeah, it's not surprising the days are short. Anyway, I do hope that you're enjoying some aspect of whatever your environment is doing at the moment. Thank you very, very much for listening, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. I shall leave you with a photo of my library spot. And yes, look forward to talking to you on Monday.